Very pleased now to be back with Julie LaFontaine, the executive director of the Open Door in Soup Kitchen, if you will, and other services in Gloucester and other places on the North Shore. Julie, welcome back to MSO.
Good morning, Rick. It's great to be here.
Please remind us once again of the services of the Open Door and where they're located, because it's just not local to Gloucester.
So you're absolutely right, Rick. We do serve 10 cities and towns here in the Northeast corner of Essex County. Gloucester, though, is the heart of our service area, where we serve 1 in 6 Gloucester residents. I will say, and that was a pre-pandemic statistic, our food pantries are located in Gloucester, also in Ipswich, and as you might imagine, we've really doubled down on our core programs since the pandemic hit, and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
It's just so incredible how many things that you are able to do. And let's start with the basics, Julie. In terms of providing meals for the needy, you have a cafeteria, but I'm guessing people are not allowed to go to that at the moment?
So you're absolutely right. In mid-March, when most of the country shut down, we did close our dining room, and it has stayed closed since. Meals instead are being prepared in our production kitchen, and they are going out either through curbside distribution or delivery. People can call and a meal will be delivered to their home.
This is a doubly critical time because you're providing these services during the ongoing pandemic, plus it's the holiday season, and so many people are experiencing lower income, the economy down, and the difficulties of kids not getting school lunches or sometimes having that available. So tell me about the critical work that's going on right now, maybe in how your staff is coping.
Sure. So, again, since mid-March, that's our pinpoint, through the end of October, we have distributed 1.1 million pounds of groceries out through our pantries. The kitchen, as I mentioned, has been very busy preparing meals. Nearly 33,000 delicious homemade meals have been prepared and boxed up and gone out from the kitchen. Our summer meals program, over the weeks that kids were not in school, provided over 38,000 breakfasts and lunches to kids until they could get back to the schools that were providing the national school lunch. We're adapting daily, trying to figure out the best way to return people to safe shopping in our pantry. We actually are offering 2 days a week of in-person shopping by appointment in our Gloucester pantry. The rest of the days and the Ipswich sites are still curbside. But in the early days of the pandemic, we saw, 40% increase in requests for food assistance. We have certainly dropped back some from that, those initial, first weeks and months. But we're still continuing to serve 20% increase in number of requests for food assistance on a monthly basis.
Just incredible. And before we get to the big fundraiser coming up and other ways for those for people to donate, a little bit about Thanksgiving preparations.
Sure. So, as always, the Open Door works hard to provide the turkey with all of the fixings so that people can be in their own homes with their own families and traditions and recipes. We are encouraging everyone, along with the governor, to stay home and keep your Thanksgiving dinner to your household household size. We don't want big gatherings. We don't want to see the 2 weeks after Thanksgiving really be something. We really don't want to see numbers rise in those 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. So the Open Door is, with the help of the community, is providing this turkey with all of the fixings. The distribution takes place actually tomorrow, Saturday, November 21st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. People have been making appointments. If you're listening and you've not made an appointment yet, you can go to foodpantry.org and schedule an appointment for a turkey basket pickup. It will be a complete drive-through setup where you don't even have to get out of your car. You'll come down the street, turn right into the Pathways parking lot, turn left at the end of the building, and loop your way back around and pick up your turkey and be on your way. The whole thing should take about 5 minutes.
That is amazing. Ordinarily, Julie, we'd be going to the local market basket up at Gloucester Crossing and buying an extra bag or two of groceries and putting it in the big truck. What's going on with fundraising now, and how can people donate?
So certainly we have learned to expect surprises and embrace the reality of the day, whatever that is. And so we have not canceled the Thanksgiving food drive. We have deeply modified it, and it's modified in this way. The Gloucester Community Impact Unit with the police department, along with the group We Are All in This Together Gloucester, will be on site in the Gloucester High School parking lot from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for a drive-through food drive. So people who were planning to drop off food or maybe shop for food at the grocery stores will have an opportunity to drop their food off there. The Cops for Kids have some fun surprises for any kids who come with bags of food or food items to donate. That we can't say what the surprise is, but there are some right. surprises in store. And then in addition to that, the grocery stores who have long been the backbone of making the Thanksgiving food drive so successful in partnership with community supporters have agreed to have large collection bins placed at the grocery stores where if you don't have time to come by the high school, you can drop your items there. There will not be anyone there collecting it from you or saying thank you to you. So the thank you is going out now. It's implicit. And if not explicit, and you can put your food in there and our team will come around and pick it up throughout the day. These are all steps that we've taken to make sure that everyone stays socially distanced and safe, really doing our part to be good community partners.
Okay, and then the other way, I'm going to link the website, your website, on our post, but certainly people can also donate by going online and donating food cards.
So they can. So there are a couple ways to donate online. You can go right now. The link that we have, if you click it, you have the opportunity to donate $30 for a holiday basket. Or if you'd like to designate your donation in some other way, there are a couple other options for you to choose. You can choose to support fresh milk and eggs. You can choose to support the beautiful homemade meals coming out of the kitchen. You also can choose to support fresh fruits and vegetables. You make the donation and then you choose your designation from a drop down. All of that money comes in to make sure that people are fed, not just at the holidays, but in the weeks and months to come.
I've always marveled at what an exhausting endeavor this is. Julie, I hope you sleep well at night.
You know, I do sleep well. Thank you. Most times I do. But I am an early riser. Once my eyes are open, I'm up for the day.
I know. And you don't stop. You're like that old bunny there banging the drum. Julie, I wish you the best for the holidays. But my gratitude and thank you for all that you and your staff do.
Thank you right back. I just want to give a shout-out to the amazing team that works with me here at the Open Door, the staff, the volunteers, and the entire community. We really are in this together in uncertain times. There are a lot of things we don't know.